Ruth chapter 4, part 3, Jacob's crossed hands. Fortunately, it does not end there. When famine struck Joseph's father and brothers in their homeland, they had to come to Egypt, where Joseph ruled, to buy food. Joseph recognized them immediately, but they did not recognize Joseph. When it was time to reveal to his brethren who he was, he put his Gentile wife in the palace. Jesus, also being rejected from his people, took a Gentile bride. He places her in the palace in glory for the wedding supper while he goes down and reveals himself to his brethren, the Jews. The Gentile days will soon be over and the Jews will have their day. In that day they will say, "Where did you get those scars in your hands?" Jesus will say, "I got those in the house of my friends." Jesus will also say the same as Joseph said to his brothers, "Don't be upset with yourselves, as God sent me before you to preserve life." The Jews' eyes were blinded by their rejection of Christ. Thus God ushered in the Gentile bride. When Israel, Jacob, Joseph's father, was blessing Joseph's children, Manasseh and Ephraim, he crossed his hands and gave the younger child Ephraim the blessing. Joseph told his father Israel that he made a mistake by putting his right hand on the younger child when he should have put it on the other one. Israel said he knew his hands were crossed and that God had crossed them. When Christ came, Israel, God's chosen people, had the first right of redemption, but they rejected Christ. Because of this, God ushered in the Gentile bride. The crossing of Jacob's hands signified the blessing would go from Joseph's elder son Manasseh, the type of the Jews, to the younger son Ephraim, the type of the Gentiles. This signifies the gospel in the New Testament going from the Jews, the elder, to the Gentiles, the younger, by way of the cross. Jesus will go back to reveal himself to his Jewish brethren when the Gentile days are over. Naomi was the type of the Old Testament Jews and Ruth typed the New Testament Gentile bride. These events prove the outcome in the New Testament with God interpreting his own word, bringing to pass his promise to Abraham to become the father of many nations, as the Gentiles are Abraham's spiritual seed.